Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Like, thank Rusty for calling. What a nightmare. Guy's going from Barstow to Canyon Country, picking up 35 people and then driving to Dodger Stadium. Yuck. Matt, thanks for calling. Stuck in traffic. Jim, Dave, and Joanne, sorry we didn't get to your call. But this stupid councilman calls us up and demands to go on. If he doesn't go on right away, he gets all crazy and itchy. All right, it's Joe Buscaino. We'll put him on, I guess. Joe, what's happening, bub?
Where's the love? Where is the love? I got a call from Bellio to come on the show today. Tim, I mean, you sub in for John and Ken, and
that's
this is great. Not like you. This is not the Tim Conway Jr. that I know.
You got to change the attitude with the show, bub, you know?
Wow, this is not the Tim that I know.
That's great. That's funny stuff, dude. Hey, so look, I know you're a politician, right? And
I'm an elected official.
Okay, all right, and you got to look at everything. Like, you know, you got to be a people pleaser. I get that, but I can't imagine working all day in Barstow, driving to Canyon Country to pick up 35 people and then drive into Dodger Stadium. Doesn't that sound like a nightmare?
That's brutal. You must love your Dodgers.
Or the kids. Or both, right?
Or the kids.
Right? Hey, look, I know there's been a tough week. Before we get into the craziness that is all the, you know, the homeless issues downtown, I imagine you have more than a million Vin Scully stories, and you probably got to meet him on occasion.
Oh, my goodness. You know, as LAPD, as you know, 15 blessed years. I worked off duty at the stadium years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
And one of my favorite assignments was to escort Vince Scully to his car at the conclusion of the game. And it was he and I alone down the corridor, walking into the car and just talking about life, family, and baseball.
Wow, that's really cool, man.
I treasure those moments.
I didn't know that about you, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'll never forget that. And then we renamed Vince Scully, Stadium Way, Vince Scully Way, at which point we had a great time with him. And my dad had a chance to meet him. And it was, what a tremendous loss.
That's wild, man.
To the city.
What is the city going to do? I know they lit up City Hall in blue and the lights at LAX in blue. But is there any more going to be done for Vinny? I imagine there will be, right?
Well, Gil Cedillo renamed Stadium Way, and I was so blessed to see he and Sandy see that come to fruition, even though he hated that day because he's such a humbled man. And I know that the Dodgers are putting together a pregame festivities today. And we, as a city council yesterday, came together and just shared our stories. It was a healing circle.
I heard there was some talk about renaming San Pedro, San Scully.
Well, we got to name a quarter after you first. So
yes. Let's work on that. Let's work on that. Hey, so the homeless issue, I don't know how you do this and why you have to deal with it. Why do you have to deal with the 0.5% of 1,000th of 1% that doesn't represent people in L.A. come and scream at you every day?
Just pray for our city, I'll tell you, Tim. I've never seen anything like these types of proposals that have come before us in the 10 years that I've had a front row seat in the city of Los Angeles.
Where did this hotel thing come from, where there's an empty hotel room, any homeless guy can just go in there and use it?
Yeah, it came from the hotel union that represents hotel workers, which the hotel workers don't want this because they're scared to deal with those who are dealing with psychotic behavior, drug addiction. It's backwards. And this is where today, as a city council, what we did, they got enough signatures. They got enough signatures to put this on the ballot. So today we had to agree as a council to make this law or send it to the voters. And thankfully, the council agreed with me to send it to the voters and in a future election in far, far away land.
In 2024.
Or 2030, I hope.
Oh, good.
Okay. Got to go to bed. Yeah, it's like, okay. I don't see this happening, but I'm going to do all I can to make sure this is defeated.
But do the same crackpots show up every meeting to yell at you?
100 individuals who do not reflect the majority of the city, they came down, and just like the other day when we banned encampments next to schools.
Right.
The moment that I stood to support that, they shut down the entire city council proceedings.
Wow. And they do not represent me or anybody I know, bub. Anybody I've ever met.
The world's greatest enablers, I call them. I call them Twitter LA.
Yeah, and they have the time. And by the way, they're yelling at all Democrats. It's not like there's a right-wing, crazy MAGA Donald Trump faction of that council.
The world's greatest enablers who embrace lawlessness. I don't understand their mindset. Yeah. They want an apartment for every individual living on a sidewalk, and they just want no rules.
Yeah.
Even like they oppose camping next to a school.
I know. That's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy.
It really is. Buddy, I really appreciate you coming on. And I know that that's so cool that you got to spend time with Vince Scully like that, walking with him to the car and just chatting with him one-on-one. That's got to be a memory that you'll never forget, but you're one of one in a billion people get to do that.
I'll treasure those moments, like I said, and boy, what a loss to our city and what a gem 67 summers spent with us with the Dodgers. God bless Vince Scully.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. And, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. Joe Buscaino with the L.A. City Council, District 15 out there in San Pedro. And, man, the homeless come in and yell at him every single day. They yell at all those council members. And those are all left-wing Democrats down there, gang. Again, it's not a Donald Trump, group down there. It's not the people who yelling down at the people who are the council members are not,
again, like Alex Jones down there. They're left-wing Democrat council members that are on the same page with you on most items. But the one thing they're not going to tolerate is homelessness going, opening up near our schools, campuses, homeless camps opening up near the LA Unified School District or any of the schools. And they're also not going to tolerate the homeless being able to go into any hotel and use a vacant hotel room if it's not being used that night. That would drive every single hotel out of the city of Los Angeles. None of them would remain open. None of them. All right. Well, it's a crazy town we live in, but it's good for talk radio. Always have stuff to talk about here, especially on John and Ken show, right? All right, John and Ken show, in for John and Ken's Conway show. Man, look at the weather they're having in the desert there. Over the next 7 days, there's supposed to be rain every day in the desert.
I saw some video of some floods in Death Valley.
10%, 10%, 40%, 40%, 20%, 20%, 30%. Every day, rain, rain, rain in the desert. Now, I don't know if they're talking about the upper desert or the lower desert. And I really never understood what the difference was. It's desert, right? One's way up and behind Big Bear, and one is in front of Big Bear. What's the difference?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Palm Springs is the lower desert. And the upper desert's Antelope Valley, Victorville.
So when they say upper, lower, are they literally referring north-south?
Yes. Yeah, exactly right.
Good God, why don't you just say the southern and northern?
I know. Isn't that crazy? But I don't know what the elevation is of Victorville and the elevation of Palm Springs is, but one's the lower desert and the other one's the upper desert. So whatever the elevation difference is between those two, that's what they're talking about. But there's not much difference in weather in the deserts, I don't think. You know, maybe I'm on another planet here, but maybe I'm not, right? Who knows? All right, it's Conway Show, filling in for John and Ken. They'll be back Monday at 2 p.m. The parking lots at Dodger Stadium are opening. If they haven't already opened, they are in the process of opening to let everybody in early to listen to the Vin Scully tribute tonight at 6:30.
Elevation of Palm Springs, 479 Ooh. Feet.
Okay.
Elevation of Victorville?
Let me guess. Victorville, 2,000 feet.
2,700.
2,700. Mm. So is it 2,300-foot difference?
Apparently.
That's a half a mile. It's wild. I didn't know that. That's a lot of sand, man, right? Makes up that upper desert.
Brilliant.
That's all it is out there, I guess. I don't know.
But like you say, the temperatures, they're not that much different, are they?
I don't think they are.
Palm Springs?
They always talk about upper desert and lower desert, and every time I've gone to the upper desert, it's hot as F, and it's the same temperature as the lower desert. All right, well, let's figure it out right now. I mean, what's the I'll look up Victorville weather. You look up Palm Springs. All right, let's see what they differ. All right, you take Palm Springs. I'll take Apple Valley. Apple Valley.
Over under 103.
Okay, for Palm Springs?
Either one.
Oh, 103. Okay, over under 103. All right, let's see.
Are we just doing current or what are we doing?
Okay, I got the upper desert. You got lower?
Yeah.
Okay. What do they have for Friday?
102.
92, upper. So about 10 degree difference. 97 on Saturday.
Woo, 111.
Oh, boy. All right, so 99 on Sunday.
110.
Okay, up lower desert sucks. Upper desert's the place to hang.
Yeah, it really
97
does. It really does.
On Monday.
102, 111, and 110. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
You all right, 92, 96, 95. So there's a difference in the valleys.
Ugh.
The upper valley, it gets colder there in the winter in the upper valley. It snows up in Victorville.
Oh, right.
And Antelope Valley. You know, they're at elevation 2,300 feet, a half mile above sea level, or thereabouts, very close to a half mile. But that's, you know, you've been hearing about the upper desert and lower desert our whole lives, and it's just Apple Valley, Antelope Valley, which is Palmdale, Victorville.
Yeah.
What else is up there? What's right next to Lancaster, Palmdale, that whole run?
That like Barstow and that? Or?
No, but yeah, Barstow's the upper desert. I think it's still the upper desert way out there. I don't know. I don't know if it comes down to
it. Does the desert change from upper desert any like at any point between the border and, you know,
well,
the
this is what drives me crazy. There's 2 million people that live in the San Fernando Valley. There's 9 people that live in the lower desert. And yet they do the desert temperature, and they'll give it the same punch as they do the San Fernando Valley. It's outrageous. Outrageous. And they'll show the mountain weather. And I understand mountain weather because that's where people go to vacation to get away from horrible weather. You go up to Big Bear or Lake Arrowhead. Enjoy yourselves. But that upper lower desert, man, it's only about a 10-degree difference. And what the hell really is the difference between 100 and 110? You can't go outside anyway.
Yeah, right. It all sucks.
Yeah. But the people in the upper desert, here's a question for you. Who are the snobs in that race? Are the upper desert people the working class and the lower desert people the snobs, or vice versa?
Yeah. Well, just
who are the upper class in the desert race?
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs?
Yeah, because that's what they have to point to. So anything outside of Palm Springs, but you know.
So the place where it's the hottest.
Yeah, right.
Is where the upper class people are.
So they're the upper class, but yet they're dumber.
Right, because they bought they bought in the hotter place. You know, I remember back in the 60s and 70s, well, maybe 70s and late 70s, mid 70s to late 70s. And when somebody said, I heard the Johnsons down the block, they got a condo in Palm Springs. Like, ooh, somebody's making money. Now you say you got a condo in Palm Springs. Like, what, you couldn't sell it? Right. Couldn't get out? You have a condo in Palm Springs, huh? There's about a week period where you can use it where you don't get scorched. Like January 15th through the 28th. There's like a 2-week period there. You can slide in there and not get your ass burned. But otherwise, it's just hell every day.
Erin extols the virtues of Palm Springs all
well,
the time.
Well, she's a newbie.
Yeah, that's kind of what newbie. I said. It's like, you just...
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Live a little girl.
Yeah. And she's also, you know, she's out on the West Coast.
Yes,
so,
what she's used to, yeah.
Yeah, anything on the West Coast is great. But see, I'm the opposite. Like, I think the Midwest is great.
Right.
You know? I would love to live in Detroit or Cleveland. If I could make this kind of money living in Detroit or Cleveland, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
And a lot of it is, I think, that dramatic difference because temperatures can be fairly similar as we, you know, easily had reinforced to us when we drove cross country last month. The humidity is the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like if you're used to one, I actually kind of prefer the humidity
I
with
do too.
That heat than I do this dry. Because you can't breathe here, man. It's like there, you go out and it's humid. There's a weight.
Yeah.
You know, but you could still breathe.
Oh, yeah.
You got to shower again right after you get out, though.
Yeah, but you can breathe.
The nice thing about the humidity, though, is when you take off, like, let's say you're leaving out of Hopkins Airport in Cleveland or Metro Airport in Detroit. In the summer, it's so thick and so humid and so hot that plane only has to be going about 18 miles an hour before it can take off. It's just like it's like soup it's flying in. In L.A., where it's dry, that plane's got to be going, 700 miles an hour before it gets any lift.
Hey, look, and you get that false impression that, like, because you're sweating, and that you're working out, so you're doing good for yourself. Hey, I could be out here a little while longer. You're dying of wetness.
The one thing I will say, though, that I love about Los Angeles, and the list has been shortened over the years, is that the people in L.A. who own businesses, they understand AC is a part of it.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, they've not gotten that memo yet. You can walk into a restaurant in the Midwest and they're like, Christ almighty, was it 100 in here?
We were talking last week about how the record temperatures that were taking place in Europe and specifically England, they were people dying in mass numbers because only like a third of the country has AC.
Yeah. I mean, look, last year in the heat wave up in Portland, Oregon, there were some 50 or 60 people that died. Because they had temperatures 112, 114 degrees, and nobody had air conditioning.
No AC, yeah.
Man. And a lot of elderly people, they couldn't take it. They got disoriented. They fell down. Nobody was there to take care of them, and they passed away. Horrible, horrible way to go. All right, it is almost 4:30. You got to get in the car, get to Dodger Stadium for that big, huge celebration of life, the big tribute to Vin Scully tonight at Dodger Stadium. If you can't make it or you get stuck in traffic, I think it was Mike O'Brien that said parking lots are starting to open there. And once they open, you know, it'll be fairly easy to get in.
I've seen video already, people in the parking lot in front of the stadium.
Yes, 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 yeah. All the news crews will be out there as well. Yeah. And you can listen to the entire tribute, commercial free, I believe, on 570 AM. We don't often do that, right? Tell you about another station, but 570 AM, this one time when they're going to have a tribute to Vince Scully, you'll never hear that again. So tune on 570 AM at 630, and then right back to Neil Saavedra filling in for us tonight on KFI AM 640. All right, we do have an update on the Anne Heche accident, and when we come back, we'll talk to you about that. But Anne Heche suffered burns in a car crash. First, she hit an apartment building, took off, hit and run, ran into a house. House caught on fire, and she has burns over a lot of her body. So really a crazy, unusual day for one of the great actresses in L.A., Anne Heche. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crozier. And we're sitting in for John and Ken, by the way. And it's Conway Show. All right, let's talk to David Vasse. He's with the Los Angeles Dodgers. David, you know, we talked to you on Tuesday moments before it was announced that Vin Scully passed away. And I heard it in your voice that you had no idea. So it was a surprise to you as well, huh?
Very much so, Tim. Wow. I had heard that Vin was not feeling very well during the All-Star break. And that put the Dodgers on alert as well, that his health was not in great state. And obviously we found out that night in the fifth inning in San Francisco, where, by the way, Tim, Vin did broadcast his final Dodger game back in 2016.
Oh, that's right.
At Oracle Park in San Francisco.
Yeah. That's wild, man. I love that they waited till after the game to tell the players, because they were they're a classy organization. And they didn't know whether those players knew or not.
No doubt. That's what Larry Bear, the Giants CEO and president, said. They did not want to make that announcement in the middle of the game because they did not want to interfere with the game and weren't sure if Dodger players knew at that point in time. So they waited until the final out of the game to make the announcement in the stadium. And then they put an image of Ben with the years on this earth on the video screen. And it turned out that Dodger players did find out during the game that Vin passed away because of social media. Some players not playing in the game were in the clubhouse. And once one player finds out, Tim, it spreads like wildfire.
Right. I understand that. Were they pissed that management didn't tell them right away?
No, they were not upset about that.
All right. I heard that in your voice.
Think about this, Tim. Tim, think about this. There's only six players on this Dodger team that were playing in 2016 when Vin called his final baseball broadcast.
That's wild, man. What a turnover, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it is these days with free agency and especially with the analytical front offices. Sometimes they treat these players like widgets.
On the other hand, there are four Kings that are still playing with the Kings that were on that team in 1988 when Kirk Gibson hit that home run.
Really? The L.A. Kings have four players from 88?
From 1978. I've been corrected. 1978.
Would you like to share that with us?
Sure. Rogie Vachon. Dave Taylor. Charlie Simmer.
And
of course, Dion. Marcel Dion.
That's impressive hockey knowledge.
Thank
right there,
you, buddy.
Conway.
Thank you, man. Thank you. No, I will say this, though, that the Kings have four players, now three, that were on the 2012 and 2014 Stanley Cup games. That's impressive, huh?
Yeah, right. And Bob Miller was brought in to call those
That's
games.
That's right.
We have been so lucky, Tim, growing up in Los Angeles,
Chick Hearn,
the three best announcers in the three major sports.
Well,
Chick
four.
Hearn, Vin Scully, and Bob Miller.
And I think you can add Matt Money Smith with the Chargers.
Like I said, Bob Miller, Vin Scully, and Chick Hearn. And if you want to add Dick Enberg as the voice of UCLA, you could do that as well.
And maybe Ralph Lawler, give him a nod, right?
Sure, Lawler's Law. That was always a nice little novelty.
Sure, right? Yeah, that's great, man. All right, so what's going to go on tonight for people that are in their car right now headed to Dodger Stadium? What can they expect at 6:30 before the game as the tribute to Vin Scully continues?
Well, first and foremost, the Dodgers are trying to encourage fans that do have tickets to tonight's game to arrive and be in their seats by 6:30 for the tribute to Vin Scully. And already around the stadium where there were markers of Vin or his picture, there have been flowers placed there. Where his microphone and name was retired down the left field line, There are flowers right next to that. I stumbled upon in the hallway on the way to the Dodger clubhouse where they have photos of Hall of Famers, Dodger Hall of Famers. They put a bouquet of flowers right next to Vin's photo as well. So fans around the stadium are going to see images of Vin, and you'll probably see flowers right next to it.
Wow. You know, this is the first time I think anybody that I know has passed away where 100% of the people have something positive to say about him. Even when Ronald Reagan passed away, some people were still, you know, throwing shade, as the kids say. Even when, you know, some athletes pass away, they're like, you know, that guy was a great athlete, but he did this off the court or this off the court. But with Vin Scully, man, 100% positive from everybody.
The biggest reason why, Tim, is because Vin Scully never let you down.
Yeah.
You can always trust Vin Scully, and he never let you down. Even your parents let you down at some point.
Sure.
Some more than others, but Vin Scully never let you down, no matter the circumstance or the game.
Yeah, I think my parents let my wife down more than they let me down.
Well, they let somebody down.
Yeah, somebody asked me recently, what's the toughest kid I've had to raise? And I said it was my mother-in-law's oldest daughter. And that got me into some trouble at home.
How long were you in the doghouse, Conway?
A couple nights.
I don't believe
nights.
Vin Scully ever was in the... Vin Scully was never in the doghouse.
That's true. So who's going to be at this tribute? Will Magic Johnson be speaking, you think?
I'm not sure, Tim. The Dodgers have played it very close to the vest. My understanding is Vin's family, very private. Vin was a very private person. From what I understand, they are not going to be part of this ceremony. There's going to be a video tribute. We'll see what kind of surprises the Dodgers have, because they always find a way to tap into their great history, and that's what they have going for them more than any other organization. They could tap into their history very easily, and I'm sure they'll do that tonight.
Yeah, and it's nice that the Padres are in town, too, because the people who are listening to the Padres broadcast, and they're part of us in Southern California, they'll be able to hear that tribute as well.
Yes, and we'll be carrying it live on our sister station, AM570 LA Sports, and the iHeartRadio app. So it's a big night. There's a lot of media here because of the Vin ceremony, first and foremost, and also the San Diego Padres with their new toys, including the most coveted player at the trade deadline, Juan Soto.
Oh, yes.
The Padres.
Yeah. Oh, big night, Don.
Big night. There's a lot of people here. It's going to be sold out for both of those reasons. It's going to be quite a night at Dodger Stadium in the dog days of August.
Yeah, I know that Vin, over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, has become very close with Don Martin, your boss, and my boss's husband. Will he be speaking there tonight?
He will not be, from my understanding. Don had visited Vin over the course of the last 10 years quite often at his home to have a soda or two.
Sure.
So, yeah. Yeah, Don is very emotional over the passing of Vin.
Yeah, he was very moved by this, and I can understand why. You know, the last time Vin Scully left Dodger Stadium, Don Martin, the program director for 570 AM, KLAC, walked into the car.
I'm sure he did.
He did.
He was very, he was, quite honestly, he's very emotional. A lot of people are taking this really hard.
I know.
He meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I always remember Vin handling these sort of passings of this stature with grace and dignity during a broadcast in 1993. He had to come on in the middle of a game in Montreal to tell us John Drysdale had passed away. He never shed one tear. When he found out Tony Gwynn passed away, never shed one tear on the broadcast.
Wow.
He never shed a tear. He handled it with strength and dignity, and that's the spirit we all should handle this with.
And you know what, buddy? You got to feel great. Growing up a Dodger fan, listening to Vin Scully since you were a baby, later on in life, Vin Scully knew who you were by name.
Yes, and I'm very fortunate, Tim. You know, listening back to a couple of the interviews I did with Vin, just the public validation he gave me in this position.
Great.
Meant a lot. I mean, you don't get that from too many people, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy, you're the best. I know that you know, in the next few years, your career is going to explode here, and you're going to be sitting in Vinny's chair in no time.
I don't know about that, Conway, but Ben was always very gracious when I would visit him before games, and I'll just always remember him singing as he walked into the press box before games. That's one of the sounds that Vince Scully I'll always remember.
Is that right? He did that every time he walked in, huh?
Almost every time he'd greet James Mims, who was the attendant at the front of the press box. And as he passed him by, he would, you know, just sing to himself as he walked in.
Man, oh, man, that's wild. I didn't know that. Buddy, I'm sure, are you already at the stadium?
I am. Batting practice is taking place right now. Conway, I'm up next.
Oh, excellent. Okay, get to it, buddy. Really appreciate coming on. I know it's been a tough week. Way to handle it. And we'll be listening tonight at 6:30.
Thank you, Conway.
Thanks,
you're the
bud.
Best.
All right, there he goes. David Vassay with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And that guy grew up a Dodger fan. Got to went and eventually became the producer of the Petros and Money show, and then moved over to the Dodgers and has been the voice of the Dodgers for 12 years, pregame, postgame, interviewing Dodgers. That guy's the best, man. David Vassay.
I would put I'd put Bill King in that list of legendary LA announcers for sports teams. Bill King for the Raiders back in the day.
Oh yeah, okay. Right. All right.
That was an iconic voice, man. That raspy voice. Yeah, he was great. The Immaculate Reception, all those famous plays that he
voiced. Yeah, I would too.
Did you mention Jaime Jarrín?
Yep, Jaime Jarrín goes in there. Right. I would put Jimmy Fox in there with the Kings, right?
Yeah.
One of the announcers there. Kind of cool dude.
And we've been very fortunate to have some amazing broadcasters of our sports teams in LA.
Yeah. I'd put Tim Cates in there, you know, UCLA, Dodgers, right?
You know.
Not getting a lot of love on that one, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, nobody's disagreeing with you.
Well, the silence sure says something else. Well,
it's up to you.
God.
Tim Cates is the man. What do you mean, Tim?
I can't get any love around here.
Oh.
Cates is the best, man. I don't know why you guys hate him. All right, we're live on KFI. It's Conway's show. There's a big controversy going on with Rosie O'Donnell. Have you seen this on social media? Rosie O'Donnell and her daughter. I guess they're fighting on TikTok. Rosie O'Donnell's daughter, Vivian, or Viv, they call her, said that Rosie O'Donnell never did anything normal. There was nothing normal about her life, her childhood.
I'm shocked.
And let's see if we can pull up the audio. You know what it's on? It's on Daily Mail. It just came across literally, what time is it? At 49. It came across 3 minutes ago. So it's Rosie O'Donnell. And by the way, it's Conway's show filling in for John and Ken. John and Ken will be back on Monday at 2 p.m. Rosie O'Donnell hits back at daughter Viviani, 19, for saying her upbringing wasn't normal, as the comedian jokingly threatens to tell some stories about the teen on TikTok. Oh, boy. All right. Well, here we go. The controversy between Rosie O'Donnell and her daughter. I'm sure it's nothing, and maybe it's just been, you know, put together and materialized for looks and hits or whatever. But Rosie O'Donnell's daughter said that her life was anything but normal. And let me see if I can play the audio here from my phone, right? Just so nobody else gets it. So we're going to try to... okay, here's the audio from the daughter, right? Here we go. See if you can hear this.
I love all these comments about how Rosie kept my life normal. No offense, Mom. No. That never happened. She just was really, like, didn't inform us for really anything. I think that was more it. Because once I would find out, she'd be like, Vivi, come on. You know that. Like, you know that. It's like the same, like, she introduced me to one of her friends. Come on, Vivi. You know her. You've known her since you were a baby. I'm like, I've never met this person in my entire life. She has done so much for me, and I am so incredibly, incredibly thankful for her.
However.
But one thing she has not done is normal.
All right. That's the young daughter, 19 years old, Vivian. And now here is Rosie O'Donnell's response to that.
Vi, what do you mean I didn't do anything normal? I did normal things. I'm normal. I'm totally normal. Jeez, Viv. I'm going to tell some secrets about you. TikTok.
Wow.
That doesn't even sound like Rosie O'Donnell.
That beginning of it sounds like a movie, though. Yeah. You know, I'm normal. They like me. I'm normal. I don't know what movie that's from, but that, man, that sounds like it's lifted directly from somebody that said that in a play or in a movie. And may have even been Rosie O'Donnell. But, hey, Eric, play that again, because I want to that is directly lifted from a movie. An actress said this, and I can't pinpoint where it came from. Here we go.
Vi, what do you mean I didn't do anything normal? I did normal things. I'm normal. I'm totally normal. Jeez, Viv. I'm going to tell some secrets about you.
All right. But, yeah, that I'm normal. I'm normal. I do normal things. That is from a movie. And maybe not that exact line, but that take on it. I'm normal. I'm okay. I'm all right. That's from a movie. And I can't remember, I'm usually pretty good with movies, but this one escapes me. All right. Anne Heche was involved in an accident. There's also more in our Hollywood segment. Anne Heche severely burned after crashing a car into a home. Anne Heche crashed her car into an apartment building and then sped away and hit a home in Mar Vista. And witnesses tell TMZ that the person driving the Mini Cooper, the blue Mini Cooper, crashed into a garage of an apartment complex. That driver was Anne Heche, allegedly, right? And residents of the apartment complex tried getting Anne Heche out of the vehicle, but she pulled the car into reverse and sped off. And short time later, she crashed into a nearby home, igniting it on fire. And caused significant damage, and the house was engulfed in flames. So if you look at the pictures tonight, it'll be on the news. You can see Anne Heche inside the car, and there's a little red cap in the – oh, I'm sorry. There's a little red cup, I think they meant to say. Well, they put cap, but there's a little red something in the cup holder next to the gear shift, and it looks like a bottle of alcohol. Anne apparently suffered severe burns in the fire, and you can see her clothes charred as she was taken away on a stretcher. She was covered with white cloth, and she suddenly sits up in the stretcher and starts flailing wildly as they put her in the ambulance. Man, this is not a good day for Anne Heche. Nope.
I was going to say she's like straightened her life out.
August 5th, 2022 will not go down as a great Anne Heche day. It says, we don't know the extent of her injuries or burns. We're told she's currently in the hospital and where she's expected to live, which is good, right? And then we're told her condition prevents doctors from performing any tests to determine whether she was driving under the influence of alcohol. She's too severely burned to do that. So that might never come out either. Oh, boy. Man, L.A. is always something, right? Always something. All right, another little piece of news before we get to our segment on real estate. Alex Jones, who was reported yesterday, was told to pay $4.5 million to the Sandy Hook families, has now been ordered to pay an additional $45.2 million in punitive damages to the Sandy Hook family a day after they were awarded $4.1 million. So that's going to be a lot of work for Alex Jones to pay that off.
Just
man.
Under 50. And apparently, I think there's two more lawsuits pending against
him. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. So that's your Hollywood slash political news. So they're showing the fire right now on Channel 7, that Mar Vista fire. And that house is entirely engulfed in flames that allegedly Anne Heche had hit and struck. Let's bring up, we have time? No, we don't have time. We'll come back and talk more about this. Plus, we have our real estate segment coming up. If you own a home in Southern California or an apartment and you're looking for the trends and interest rates, all that stuff, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's Conway Show, sitting in for John and Ken on KFI AM 640.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.